I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's senators will be debating how to divvy up the state's portion of oil spill settlement money amid a looming hole in the state's Medicaid budget. The Alabama Senate is expected to take up the settlement bill today. A version of the legislation passed the House last week. Debate on the Senate floor could get contentious, though, as senators can't seem to agree on how much money should go to help Medicaid and how much should go toward road projects on the Alabama coast. The bill that passed the House would use $450 million to pay back money borrowed during previous budget shortfalls and nearly $200 million for road projects in coastal counties. Paying down debt early would free up an additional $70 million for the state's Medicaid program next fiscal year, which is currently $85 million underfunded. Some senators argue that the settlement money should be used only for state debts and Medicaid, not roads. South Alabama lawmakers say they're the ones who were impacted by the oil spill, and they deserve a share of the settlement. The Tuscaloosa Veterans Hospital is holding a job fair tomorrow, but this one isn't just for anyone. 30 different area businesses are coming together to look for potential employment opportunities for Tuscaloosa's veterans. The fair will be held from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon at the Medical Center on the University of Alabama's campus. Damon Stevenson is the public affairs officer for the Tuscaloosa VA Medical Center. He says veterans can come learn more about potential job opportunities.
And the job fair is going to have 30 or so potential employers, which veterans can come, and their family members as well, come learn about potential job opportunities available for them.
Stevenson also says veterans should come with their resume and business casual attire ready, as some companies will be looking to hold interviews at the job fair. And the city of Birmingham is gearing up to host a weekly event to aid entrepreneurs in starting up their businesses. 1 Million Cups is a national program to engage, educate, and connect local entrepreneurs over a cup of coffee. Kathleen Hamrick is the director of the UAB iLab at Innovation Depot in Birmingham. She says they'll help local entrepreneurs take their ideas to the next level.
During that 6-minute time frame, while they are talking about their idea and their business, they are doing it to receive feedback on their concept, their idea, as they take it forward. And we're connecting them with the resources in the room and the resources in the community that can really take their idea and their concept to the next level.
Hamrick says over the next year, they hope to support over 100 entrepreneurs in the Birmingham area. Now for today's forecast.
Hot is going to be the word this week. We'll top out in the lower to middle 90s this afternoon. Partly cloudy, about a 30% chance for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Risk of rain drops down to 10% Thursday through the weekend. Afternoon highs in the lower to middle 90s. Overnight lows in the mid-70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.